Chatterbox Crew. My name is Nathaniel.
And I'm Maria.
I hope that you all got a drink and a snack, and y'all are ready for a chat, because...
We're ready to chat. We don't got a drink and a snack, really, but we're ready to chat.
We're ready to chat,
girl. Yeah, we got a lot of chat. Do you want to say this week's theme, Nathaniel?
Okay.
It might not be obvious.
You're right. For our non-visual...
Oh, even people, the ones I can't see? Yeah, I didn't think of y'all, my bad.
For our non-visual non-visual listeners out there.
Yeah. Well, they could learn from us.
You're right.
They can learn stuff about us.
We are very educational. For our non-visual listeners out there, today we are going to be talking about all things emo, goth,
alternative.
We didn't even plan that.
I know. We're just like in sync, bitch. Also, people that are watching this, you should watch it, like, it on YouTube, like, actually. Like, we look amazing. Look at Nathaniel's hair.
Yeah.
He's giving Angelica from Rugrats.
See, that's not...
slash Marilyn Manson. So, Angelica plus Marilyn Manson, Nathaniel.
I feel like you are giving... You know, I don't like that.
No.
I feel like you're giving... You know what you're giving? You're giving, like, Y2K emo.
Yeah.
If you had,
really?
Like, the skunk tail. Not the skunk tail. The raccoon tail.
No, I know what you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about. That's, like...
You just give that up a little more.
I know. I didn't end up doing that. I just...
No, because I know the straight thing was a thing, too.
I said I was going to.
Yeah,
but then I didn't.
So she lied. Somebody lied to her.
Yeah. I still did the swoop. It doesn't really cover my eye, though, but, like...
The swoop?
But this is, like, how I look.
You look beautiful.
Thank you. I didn't do crazy like you.
So I look...
I should have done more darkness on my... I just did some gray eyeshadow and then eyeliner.
You know,
y'all can literally barely see it.
You did an outfit too. I didn't really do an outfit. I don't really have emo clothes anymore. Actually, I never did. I never owned emo clothes. But I really wish I wanted to. I really wanted to, you know? What?
I was gonna bring, I had something I was gonna bring for a specific question, but it's okay. It was just a picture of myself. But I could always just like send it to you, or we could post it on Instagram.
Yeah, we'll post it on Instagram.
We're
putting on my glasses.
Yeah,
you are.
I don't have my red gloves. I left in my fucking car, but I need a touch up.
Oh, okay.
You know, we just started.
I know.
I need a touch up. We just started like 2 minutes ago.
Well, how was your week?
Oh, my week's been good. Oh my god, let me tell you what fucking happened a few days ago.
Okay, I'm here.
So I was at work. I'm fucking dramatic sometimes, I swear. Yeah. Because like literally, I was like, okay, I was like at the front, but like I was getting some food, so I didn't get to take the orders. Like someone else ended up taking the order. But when I turned around. There was this one guy, he was, like, a regular. I don't know if you ended up ever, like, seeing him or meeting him. His name was Don. Well, is mm-hmm. Don. Mm-hmm. Well, he hasn't come for, like, months, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't seen this man. I don't know where the fuck Don is at, but he's not there.
Dead.
Yeah. But anyways, I also had a little crush on him. So, when I stopped seeing him, obviously, I was, like, sad. And the thing is, I was literally thinking about him, like,
a day
or two ago. I don't know. He's giving, like, 30s.
Okay.
Like, at most, 30s.
Okay.
Like, he's not old. And he looks so good. Anyways. I was, like, thinking about him, and then when I literally turned around, just turned around to see who was there while I was eating the food and waiting for it, he was there, bitch, and the thing is, like, I had literally turned around, like, 2 seconds ago, so when I turned around that second time and he was there, I was shock. I said,
did you really do that?
So fucking loud, bitch, whole, like, novella moment, turn, and he saw me, he obviously looked at me, he looked so, he didn't even say anything, he said, I said, I'm sorry. I just haven't seen forever. It's like seeing a dead person. It's like seeing a zombie. I said, it's like seeing someone. It's like you came back from the dead and you're like a zombie or something. Which I started rambling because I don't know. And then I just turned around because the food started beeping and I said, and I didn't.
So he never said anything?
Well, he said something like, yeah, haha, something about my work schedule.
Oh,
you know?
Mm,
like him. But anyways, yeah. And then this other thing, what happened? Oh my god, bitch. This happened today, actually. Okay.
Oh.
Okay, listen. Usually, when someone's attractive, I'm still fine. Like, I'm still talking. Maybe I'm just a little extra smiley. But there's been some few times where, like, I'm just like, Or, like, bitch.
I've been there, girl.
Or, like, the words are gone. It happens to me very few times. Today was one of those times. And I've noticed it mostly happens with attractive women.
Uh-huh.
Like, listen, men... I've always said this. I've always thought this. Men are hit or misses. A man's either hot or... No. A man's either attractive or he's not attractive to me.
I have a question.
What? Are you going to ask me about you? I mean, I think you're an attractive person, but obviously not like that. Is that what you mean? I think you're attractive. I told you, I'm not friends with ugly people.
I'm just kidding.
No. Bitch, if you were an actual man, like a straight man.
If I'll...
I mean, I thought that sounded right, like 2 seconds after.
That's a TikTok. No. That's a TikTok.
No. That is a TikTok. That's not how I meant it. I meant it in like,
no,
he's an actual straight man. Like, you're a man, but you're not a straight man.
No. The one TikTok that I made where I was like, I've always been here.
It got zero views though.
That one got taken out of context too.
But like, it got like zero views though.
I took it out of context.
Did that?
Yeah, when I made the TikTok, I took it out of context. I thought it was more funny to do that.
Yeah,
know?
But it got views though.
Which is crazy. I worked right? so hard on these.
I saw it. I checked up on it a few times. I was like, this one's like the one to two get views. Like, it's so funny, you know?
Thank
and
you.
Then, no, I generally thought it was funny.
Thank you. I have
and
so,
then, no views.
I have so
many. I think like two people liked it.
I have so many.
Like, literally, like, I'm not fucking joking.
I have so many planned for the last few episodes that we've been posting. Yeah. Ugh.
I'm so happy. I'm so excited.
I know. I'm just so happy. I'm just so happy. These, oh, anyway.
But I didn't finish my story.
Yeah, keep going. I'll keep going. Sorry.
Okay. So, that's what I was trying to say is, either a guy's attractive or he's not to me, you know? They're, you know, it's a hit or miss. But women, I feel like women are always, like, attractive. So, like, it's, like, I feel like I never freak out. But today, I don't know about this one woman. She came in. She was very, like, giving mask. You know the ones that are, like, that look very mask?
Mm-hmm.
It was very one like that. And I was like, oh my gosh. And when anyways, she was talking to me because, like, I already given her one drink, and then I was just gonna give her a drink, but, like, I'm standing there, like, pulling it, obviously. And she started talking to me, and I was like, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Literally smiling my eyes. I know I kept saying yeah, because, like, they're pretty much, like yes, like, yes or no questions, like, 7 topics. And I was like, oh, Tanish, huh? You know me. You were that day. Like, you know that day I told you where, like, when that guy asked me how my day was after you, and I said, Ken? Yeah, I made that exact voice, bitch. The voice attraction. Yeah. Tanish,
God, how
do
you
need a carrier?
That was
hilarious. I don't know why I did that.
God,
it's always this side too. It's always. It's always this side. Anyways, yeah, I thought that was so funny. I don't know why.
I love fumbling.
It's always women too. It's always an attractive woman that always makes me fumble, I feel actually.
That was
I know
so
I said
funny.
A no, but I should feel like, yeah, it is always an attractive woman that makes me fumble. Because guys, I feel like guys usually don't make me fumble. Because like I said, it's either like a hit or miss.
Men usually make me fumble.
And usually they're kind of misses. I'm not saying, like, they're fucking ugly, but just, like...
I'll say it.
No. It's just, like, they're not, like, my type. Like, I feel like I don't have a type, but, like, if I were to give it a word, it's, like they're not my type. Like, so, not all of them are, like, oh,
I
you're
know
ugly.
You like big noses, girl.
Yeah. It's... Hong Kong. I didn't think you... Now, my... that's a TikTok.
Did you get my lipstick on you?
No.
Wait.
You did!
Oh, my God. The poor people that listen to this in their car, girl.
You probably thought I got murdered. Oh my god.
This is one of my favorite TikToks I ever made. It was, I wish I would have gotten more into editing sooner. Like actually good editing sooner.
Yeah.
Because that one TikTok where you talking about there was this, it wasn't at this house, it was my old house.
No, I remember, I know exactly what you're talking about.
That TikTok, it makes me kiss, like, laugh every
do
single
this.
Time.
Yeah. You're good. You're welcome.
Thank you. That TikTok makes me laugh every single time.
No, I've seen it too. It's so funny to me too.
No, like, and then you come back and
then
like,
I run away.
And then you come back and it's like, everything's fine. Everything's
see, that's
fine.
My thing, I guess. Cause do I do that?
Yeah.
That's just my thing.
He said, everything's fine, guys. I was like, no fucking way. Oh.
Wait. I have something to introduce to you guys, actually.
Oh, God.
For the ones that can't see, again, if you do watch an episode, it should be this one.
Yeah,
head on over to YouTube.
Yeah, come
Chatterbox
on.
Crew. The Chatterbox Crew. Anyways, it's me.
Oh,
Mini
my
me.
God. Maria was talking about this for weeks.
Yes.
And she finally
Blip
brought
dolls,
it.
Guys. I love Blip dolls, but, like, they're fucking expensive. If you know, you know. If you know, you know. Personally, I don't have that type of money to be spending on a doll.
Right?
I don't have that type of money. So I had to get the dupe.
A
AliExpress. And let me tell you guys. I love her. Look at her eyes. I'm going to change them for you.
Oh, my God. It's so... Wait, go, move your eyes with it. Move your eyes with it. That, oh, that's some good ASMR, too. Keep clicking that. It's for ASMR. Yeah. Oh, actually,
oh, you can really see.
Maybe that's not good ASMR. It's kind of
okay,
sneaky.
I look so crazy.
Be careful. He's behind you.
Oh, I'm sorry, Zuki. Anyways, this is her. Stay tuned. I'm actually gonna make some TikToks. Now that I'm saying this on here, I have to. I'm gonna make some TikToks.
At least by the time. Her. At least by the time this one airs.
I know. So I got 2 weeks. So I got 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, 2-3 weeks.
Yeah, I think it's 2 weeks. What? You made that ASMR wasn't so good. It went,
but yeah, I love her.
She's cute. I think. Are you gonna cut her hair?
Yeah, I cut a little bit of it because it was much more longer. But like I said, like her hair falls out. That's why I told you not to brush her. I did get a little jealous. I gave a side eye when I saw him walking over there. Maybe he'll come if I go more back. Zuki, talk to me about your week. Are you gonna tell us?
Yeah, I wrote it down.
Tell me.
So my week was actually great. I've been having a great time at work though. Ooh. Literally yesterday. Uh-huh. This was so funny to me. It was. Oh my god, I fucking hate when people do this. This when people come like 2 minutes before we close. Pisses me off.
That's the worst. But the worst. Like.
It's not that bad.
No, not that bad?
Okay, like, it's bad, but, like, we're gonna be there for another... Like, it makes me mad, but, like, it's not the worst thing that could happen that late.
You're right, it's not the worst, but it's, like, it feels
It's just annoying. But last night, 2 minutes before we closed, someone, oh my god, skipped the box, and they just pulled up to the window, and I said, if you do that at drive-thrus, die. Mm-hmm. I hate when bitches do that. You're just making everything harder for no reason.
No, I know what you mean. So then they're like, what is this order? Like, what do you mean?
What do you mean?
The two big, like, boxes that have, like, words on there?
Where the menu is?
Where you see a box? Like I know you've been to other drive, especially because sometimes they're, like, older. Like, I guess, like, old. But I was gonna say, maybe they have, like, dementia, but, like, why would they be driving? They got dementia.
I have.
So I was like, never mind. Anyways, you should know by now how to work a drive-thru.
Hold on. That reminds me of a topic I wanted to talk about that I totally forgot about, and I just want to write it down really quick.
Write it down. Type.
Okay. Anyway. Yeah. They came up. I'm being. Kill yourself if you do that. I'm just kidding.
No.
Literally
so
die.
Annoying. Like, come on. Like, come on, people. We all work jobs or have at some point.
And, like, have you never been to other places before?
Yeah, like, that. Just like decency. Like, I don't do that.
I've never been to a drive-thru besides Little Caesars where I don't go to a box.
And yeah. Even sometimes... No, yeah, Little Caesars is the only one.
Even sometimes at Little Caesars, they'll have you stop at a box. I think the one
really? That, I've never seen one of those, actually.
There's one that's right down the road. There's a box for it.
Oh,
like, wow. But besides Little Caesars, I've never been to a place where I have to, where that I don't stop at a box.
Yeah.
Why are we skipping boxes? But anyway, I digress. They pulled up to the window. Bitch, this is my time to shine. Mm-hmm. I opened the window and said... Oh my god, silly, you skipped the box. Mm-hmm. He goes, huh? I said, you're supposed to stop at the box up there, and you skipped it, silly. Because I've realized that if I say anything nicely, I can just get away with it.
Yeah.
So I said, you just skipped the box, silly, you're supposed to stop. He goes, oh, I didn't know. I said, you didn't know. What do you want? Like, what
you know
can
stop
I get
you? Parenting? Huh? You're literally doing stop parenting. That's you know, like,
gentle parenting?
Gentle parenting.
That's literally
you're
what...
gentle parenting these grown as adults.
Oh my god, the other day.
I love that.
The other day.
You gotta learn at some point.
This bitch was literally not giving me a size for all of her drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate
no, I don't like
when
that
bitches
either.
Do that. And so I had to ask every single time. And each time it was different.
Yeah.
And so at one of them, I went, I'm not a mind reader, silly. I need to know the size.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh, I'm sorry. Bitch, I can get away with anything.
Hey, gentle parenting. Just keep gentle parenting.
I can literally get away with...
You're making our customers better.
One at a time.
One at a time.
I hate this
thing. You need to give yourself a name. Mommy Nathie? Mommy Nathaniel? Daddy? No. Ew.
Oh, say it again.
I couldn't even say the whole thing.
It's fucking ASMR time. Because this is Daddy Nathaniel right here.
I'm just... I don't know if I smacked him.
No, you didn't.
I think I almost smacked him.
No, you hit me.
Okay, good.
This is fucking ASMR time. Because this is Daddy Nathaniel. And I know that this is what y'all want. I will do some deep moaning into this microphone.
Yeah.
I will do that boyfriend ASMR.
Yeah.
Watched...
Give it to us. Tune into Twitter, y'all. If y'all have want some more Nathaniel. Tune into his YouTube, too.
Oh, yeah. Because I did do an episode on boyfriend ASMR.
Damn.
Anyway, I digress. Besides that, I literally kissed the mic. I didn't mean to. Do you see my lips?
Oh, I see. Did you kill someone?
Huh?
Did you kill someone? Is that blood?
No.
You do got blood on your face. Oh, but was that it?
My week was great, but I did have to, girl, I did threaten to quit.
Oh, yeah, you told me.
I did have to threaten to quit my job because, we got pulled into meetings and we were talking about, like, what we wanted and, like, everything.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, what's the minimum you have to work? What's the minimum you have to work? And so my minimum was 20, but I want to work 35 to 40. That's what I said, right?
Yeah, because you got a house and everything, so you need hours.
And so 20 was the minimum that I said, because that was what I could use to still pay my bills and pay my rent, right?
Yeah.
Which is, I feel
so... It'll be a little fun.
For the fund.
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't even know what the fucking point of those meetings were. If I said to you in your face, I need 20 hours to pay all my bills.
Yeah.
And then you scheduled me 12.
That's crazy, 12.
Looking me dead in my eyes and said 12. I mean, didn't look me in my eyes, but you know.
Literally pretty much.
12 hours.
Felt like it.
I said,
since you looked him in his eyes and told him what you needed.
Literally felt like a fucking slur.
Yeah.
Literally felt like a fucking slur. I was like... And so I sent a very long paragraph, and I tried to word it the most professionally I could. I said, if these hours continue, I will unfortunately have to seek employment elsewhere.
Yeah.
But I did have to threaten to quit, and then imagine, it's so funny, because that same night, one of our coworkers quit.
Oh, yeah?
And so, right after she quit, he goes, you know, a situation just came up, and I can actually give you more hours on that new schedule. And I said, interesting. I knew the situation, because she was working with me when she did. I was like, interesting. And then he was like, if you're willing to work at other stores, I can get those managers to schedule you. Mm-hmm. And I said, I gave him the two stores that I was willing to work at, which is, you know, the one up there, because I just figured, like, it's so close.
No, yeah.
What's the point of not working at it? And the, is
no, it? It is that way.
Mm-hmm. And then the one that we used to work at all the time.
Uh-huh.
Those are the two I said I'm okay with working at those, and I'm still not getting scheduled there, but I'm getting good hours now. Bitch, it's so embarrassing. I have been begging. I've been on my hands and knees at people being like, can I have a shift? Please. But I've been able to get 20 to 25 every week now.
Yeah.
And so I'm feeling pretty good. I'm feeling really happy about that. Mm. He's so fucking cute.
He is.
But I have...
Like a minute ago, though.
I have something really, really serious to talk to you.
Can you guys give me my water? My throat hurts.
Oh, yeah, of course. Do you want to take a break?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. I have something really...
Do you?
I would like to go get a drink.
Really? Okay.
Okay. No, we don't have to break.
No, you can go, because okay. Actually, I'm going to just talk to Zuki.
Okay, we're going to be right back. I'm going to grab me a little drinky drink.
Actually, can you open this? I'm so sorry.
I'll be right back. I'm going to grab me a little drinky drink, you. And we are just going to be right back. It's going to be like 2 seconds. It's 1 second for y'all. Hello, everyone. We are back. And Maria, okay,
you gotta finish something about your week.
I got my drinky drink. I have a Prime. I've never tried this flavor. I mean, the can before, but anyway.
I didn't even know there was a can.
Neither did I. This isn't really about my week. It's just like a topic that I just have to talk about. Have you heard about the the immersive Willy Wonka?
I've seen some
in
crazy.
Glasgow.
I saw one video from it. This person's like coming out from like a mirror and there's some like, oh, Willy Wonka type of guy. Just
we're gonna, there. We're out
it
there.
Looks so like bad also.
The fucking, okay. Did you know that the entire thing, from the scripts that people were, the scripts that the actors were doing to like all the advertisements, was all AI. Everything was made by AI.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
And the thing that you were talking about, the fucking unknown is what they called it. It was a villain that the AI script generated for the whole experience that they, it was called the unknown, and he was a chocolate maker that lived in the walls. That lived in the fucking walls, and he was terrifying children.
Yeah.
And it was fucking... I hate to say it.
I feel
it.
Like I would just, like, laugh.
I really hate to say it.
Because that's exactly what I did.
The videos are fucking hilarious. Like, I was rolling on... I was literally in fucking tears laughing. But the not-so-funny part is that none of the actors have gotten paid from... Like, none of the actors got paid for doing it. I'm pretty sure most of them walked out.
Not even Timothy?
Not even...
Oh, wait!
What are you fucking talking about?
So, you said the actors, and I'm here thinking, like, the real movie. Like the one with Timothy Chalamet, you know, the one in theaters. Like, you said the actors.
Not even Timothy! I was like,
But I almost agreed too, because I was like, because I just thought that was like a character of Willy Wonka.
No, that character is the actor.
I know, but I thought it was like a character that was like would have been on the show. And I was like, yeah, no, bro, he never got. And I was like, wait, who the fuck is Timothy? I've watched that movie so many times.
I'm sorry.
Who the fuck?
Timothée Chalamet.
I know. He did not, girl. Girl, he did not.
I just said actors, and I thought like of like the cast, like from the actual movie. I didn't think like, you know, like the cast from like that thing.
The cast from the immersive experience. Yeah, from none that. Of them got paid, which is
that's
like
crazy.
Yeah, I know, which is terrible.
Not that they get paid. It's just like the way it looks. Like the videos I saw.
It was basically an empty warehouse with floaties and
bouncy castles. Yeah, it looked real empty, girl.
It was lit. And like the like, I remember the one picture that I saw. There was like just three tiny posters next to each other on a wall.
That's it.
That, and that was the whole thing on the wall. Bitch, that whole thing looks crazy.
Isn't it so crazy to me either? Like you're envisioning like some cool, like amazing shit, and you get in there, and you're like that.
And they were charging $45.
I heard it. There's like a lot of money.
$45 for that?
But look at some videos. I just want to see some because I've seen like two, honestly, like two or three.
Oh my god.
No, I think it's two actually.
Bitch.
The one that looked empty as fuck, and then the one with the thing coming out from behind the window. The mirror! I think that's the one!
Answer as to why this thing was...
Oh, this is Evie Girl Shop on TikTok.
Oh. At the Willy Wonka event. So not only did the organizer create AI-generated posters promoting...
Oh, okay.
I want to see the videos of the people there. That's just seeing one of like two...
The Willy Wonka.
Imagine being advertised... Parents complained to Scotland police after immersive
Willy Wonka. People called the police.
Called the police?
People called the Scotland police. I mean, honestly...
Like, I'm getting scammed, y'all.
No, honestly, I would call the police, too, because that's literally a scam. Shut down. They never got paid. Halfway through they were supposed to be making candy, but, like, what kind of...
Local media in Scotland reported families were
what kind of... Girl, what is this?
They claimed they just found a minimally decorated warehouse. What is that?
Girl, this...
A bouncy house? The
experience has now been canceled by organizers after visitors complained of false advertising. Parents complained...
It
just looks so empty and crazy.
I wish I could have seen it. Bitch, the fucking... Have you seen the video of the unknown? Where he's like...
Where he's coming up behind the mirror?
Who is that?
Oh.
It's the unknown!
Hold
on, I know it's in this fucking video. It makes me laugh so hard. The actor goes, who is that? And then he goes, the unknown! And the kid's like, oh my god, hold on. I don't think she put in the video. The unknown. Oh my god, bitch. It's so fucking...
You gotta see that. Bro, this is the one I saw.
What is that? It's the unknown, and then the baby starts crying. Why would they do that to children?
That's so funny, though.
Oh my god. That shit makes me laugh so fucking hard. Mm. And then, that's all I have about the Willy Wonka. And then, bitch, have you heard about the Wendy Williams documentary?
Yes! Bro, she has dementia!
I know! Yeah. And I just think that whole documentary...
I haven't seen it, but, like, I heard that, like, apparently, like, the producers were like, we wouldn't have even filmed if we knew she had dementia.
Yeah, see, but
because, like, I think they said that, like, it was supposed to be, like, on her alcoholism or something, like, something with alcohol.
That's what they said. Yeah. But...
Is it good?
Sorry, I've been, like, not wanting to put my mouth on it.
Oh.
It's actually really good. I will say though, okay, Logan Paul and KSI, I hate to say it.
It's good.
I hate to say it. I think it's so good, but I honestly prefer the bottles, the hydration drinks.
Yeah.
I prefer those over these. Mm. Anyway, I mean, even in the documentary, you can see that she's like obviously progressive. I mean, no, I know, I don't see it, but like
I see clipmates.
From the clips I've seen, you see that she's like very obviously progressively getting more and more unwell. You would think that, like, after a while, the producers would be like...
I guess it's all this alcoholism. Maybe we should. Since it was, like, a documentary, so they were like, we gotta get the nitty-gritty.
We gotta get it all.
I mean, that's how... Honestly, I feel like that's what I would be thinking, like, maybe it's just, like, from alcoholism.
I feel so...
the nitty-gritty, because, I mean, that's the whole point, right? Of a documentary? Well, I guess not the whole point, but, like, the whole point is to get, like, all the info. So, like, that's part of the info.
One more thing.
Yeah.
I think, like... Okay, so they filmed it, they edited it, and then they found out she had dementia. Why would they still air it?
Oh, to be honest, I thought they meant, like, they found out, like, like after.
Well, it only started airing recently, and like people been knew that she had dementia. I thought.
Oh no! They just found this out now. Like I thought, like the like she like people found out she had dementia like really after it.
I didn't think so.
That's what I thought. I mean, I don't know. I didn't keep up with it. Like
I thought, people been knew she had dementia, but like even in, she got diagnosed before it aired, because like.
No, but I'm talking like after, like even when it started airing.
I have no idea.
I mean, I know the motherfucker. Motherfucker.
Are you okay?
That's her.
I know, like, okay, like she got diagnosed. I mean, she had to have gotten diagnosed with it.
Either way, before... I just kind of thought it was after, and I just honestly didn't even think after that.
I don't know. I just think it was so crazy that they still aired it, especially after they figured. Especially after.
I guess because like she can't even consent to it. Also,
that's what I'm saying. You know, I love when it's
well, I guess it all depends like how far in dementia, because she's probably in, like an early stage where like I know like people with dementia like
I don't think she's in the early stages anymore.
No, oh, I was gonna say because like I know in some people like I don't know if it's like everyone, but I know like there are people with, like dementia like it's in the beginning I think when they're like usually in the day they're fine. It's when it's like nighttime mm-hmm. when things start getting crazy.
Or some people it's called being
So I thought maybe she's there.
Some people go through lucid periods where they're, like, back to being aware, and then they can go back. I learned this on Grey's Anatomy, so maybe it's not
100%. I know, the one I learned was Luke from Desperate Housewives! I was like, I don't want to be, like, I know this, and
but
be, like,
from Desperate Housewives. But, like, apparently, like, people can become lucid and, like, remember, because Meredith's mom became lucid after, like, 5 years, and it was all...
Oh, my God.
But, like, could you imagine how scary that would be?
No, it would. But... I would... That would be... I would freak out. I was going to say something, but I don't want to say it, because, like, maybe since it's there to be with dementia.
Say it.
No.
What are they going to do? They won't remember
it. They'll forget. I just laughed at them. I'm so sorry. Like, that was funny, though. That was good. No, honestly... But I'm going to sound so sensitive again. But, like, sometimes I feel like I'm going to have dementia. Like, honestly. You know how forgetful I am sometimes. I know, it's one of my biggest fears, too. And, like, you know how forgetful I am.
Okay, let me, okay.
But I feel like I'm not that forgetful. Like, I'm forgetful, but I'm not that forgetful. It's just, like, on things,
will
like...
Will you promise me something?
Yeah.
If I get dementia before you, will you take me to the edge of a cliff and just push me off of it?
Push you?
That's all I want. But why would you...
Because then I'm going to jail, and I don't even got dementia.
Kill yourself afterwards. Or, you know what? I will write a sign...
No, I'm not killing myself with you.
I'll sign a...
I'm not doing no suicide pack.
I'll sign... I'll do, like, a sign thing. I'll get it notarized.
No,
I'll still go to jail. I don't know.
No, you can't.
Oh my God.
I learned from Law and
Order. Oh, here we go.
From Law and Order SVU.
Girl, I'm so sorry for your perspective right now. I feel like
I think it looks so cool.
Crazy.
I thought we should go out like this.
I'm not gonna go out like this.
Shut.
I'm perfect.
You look so cool, so I'll crazy, still do, so cunt, so
I'll still
it,
do
so,
an emo
like,
vibe.
Main character!
I'll still do it. I'm so sorry.
You should keep the hair. You should keep the hair.
I'm not gonna keep that. I'm still gonna do like an emo vibe, but I think I'm gonna
change it up a bit.
Wash my hair and maybe clean my face. Maybe I'll do, like, a masculine
emo vibe.
I think
keep the lip.
You want me to go out with this lip?
Yeah, well, just get rid of that part. Ew, in my fucking face. Like, I actually almost smacked you in the day. Like, it took everything to me not to just, like, smack you. That's why I said,
I'm so sorry. That was so rude. I'm so sorry.
That's why I almost smacked you. I'm like, no fucking
way. Oh, my God. I have been doing what you've been telling me to do.
What did I tell you?
The exposure therapy.
Oh yeah.
I watched a lot. This is gonna sound so stupid. I watched a lot of Bob's Burgers though this week.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
I watched a lot of. For those who don't know, me and my ex-boyfriend would fall asleep to it every single night, and so to get over him, because this is a journey that we're all going on together, to get over him, I've been trying to do things that we would do together that I miss doing. Because I would also do them by myself, like watch like the TV shows we used to watch, the music we listen to, and I spent like hours yesterday watching it.
Yeah.
And the day before
hours.
That.
I don't know. I said that.
Yeah. Hours.
I didn't think of that. Well, I meant because like I squinted my eyes, went hours.
Anyway, bitch, are you emo?
So emo. It's not a face. Bitch, look at us. Bitch, it's not a face.
Literally not a face. So
I still got that emo-ness in me.
I looked at the definition of the genre of music, and it's characterized as emotional with often confessional type of lyrics.
Yeah.
And it's also punk, like punk and alternative type of vibes.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you looking? When was your peak emo phase?
It's fucking disgusting. I hate pickles, bitch. I caught a whiff of it just now. Oh, I hate pickles. But I would say, okay, the thing is, like, I always loved, like, the gothic characters and emo characters in shows. So it's like, I feel like I've always, like, had that, like, vibe in me before. But, like, I feel like it started for me.
She didn't choose the emo life.
It chose me. It chose me. But yeah, I always liked those characters. So I feel like once I got to like sixth grade and I was expressing myself more, and that's around the time. Sixth grade. And then I don't feel, because I saw yours last until ninth grade. Mine lasted only a year longer than you, I feel. 10th grade.
Cause, really?
Yeah, because when 11th grade, like I was actually listening to more music. Mm. Not just emo music. Emo rock music.
I would say mine was 6th to 9th grade. Well, not too long. Mm-hmm. I still do love, I still listen to it.
Oh, no, I love reminiscing. I'm telling you, though, ever since you told me about this idea, cause since he was the one that had the idea about doing the emo theme, ever since you told me that, like, I've been listening more to my old music and stuff like that. Will say, though, I can't really get into, like, new emo slash alternative, like, or rock, whatever you want to call it type of music. Because, like, I've listened to some people, like, even some bands. Like, I mean, you know when Pierce of Evil was coming out with new music recently? Mm-hmm. Like, I told you, like, oh, I'm so excited. Bitch, I mean, the first one, I was like,
I didn't listen to it.
It's not that bad. But it wasn't really it. But, like, I ended up making myself listen to it, and I was like, it's not that bad. But like, I haven't listened to it ever since then. Like, probably listened to it, like, a few times. And then, like, more of their other music came out, and I'm like, yeah, this really isn't my vibe anymore. Like, I still love them and all that, but it's just not my vibe anymore. Like, the only stuff I do listen to is, like, the old stuff. And same thing with, like, other bands I used to listen to, like, nothing's really, like, hitting, you know? But, like, I still like some of Bring Me the Horizon's music. Some of their music's pretty good, yeah. Some of their new music's pretty good.
I don't really listen to any new emo music.
Right? Like, I'm trying to think of something. Like, I feel like there is one. I wouldn't say emo. Just, like, alternative slash rock music. But, like, very few.
I feel like even then I don't.
Yeah?
I think, like,
There's definitely been a few. I mean, it's more Bring Me the Horizon. So, like, whatever genre they are. I like more of their songs, some more of their newer songs.
Me saying I was gonna eat two pickles and now
I'm finished. I know, you're eating the whole fucking jar.
I'm about to finish this jar.
Yeah. Ready? I was gonna say something and then I lost it. That crunch.
That's a good crunch. Do you want to try one?
No, I hate pickles. I've tried them. I hate them. Disgusting.
What if you change your mind?
I won't. I won't. Yeah. You know what I fucking hate? Oh, I hate that smell. You know what I fucking hate? I'm sorry. It's like I was gonna say something else, and then I caught a whiff. Like it comes and goes in there. Like it'll, like I won't smell it, and then all of a sudden I'll get a punch in the fucking face with that smell of pickles.
Have you seen those?
Like two, right now, I'm not smelling it.
Have you seen those two bitches who review the different kinds of pickles? It's the mom and the daughter.
No.
Girl,
why would I watch someone that eats pickles?
Girl, they have so many different review videos. I feel like I could
get that thing away from me. Like you're just getting closer and closer.
I feel like I could get you to like a pickle with some of these flavors, girl. No. There was a loaded baked potato pickle.
That's disgusting.
Girl, okay, I have a question. I'm so for real.
What?
If I get some different flavors, will you at least try them with me?
No.
But you won't even know.
I don't know. I eat them in their original form when they're cucumbers.
No, you have to, girl.
I ate cucumbers the other day, actually. So good. Cucumbers with lime and then some salt is so good. That's how I would eat them when I was a kid. And I still love eating them like that. Some people put, like, chile. I don't put chile. Sometimes I do.
I really love pickles.
But usually it's not that. Yeah.
I really love pickles in, like, a vinegary brine. And, you wait a few weeks to eat them. And then, that's when they're so good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With, like, a bunch of spices and, like, a vinegar brine.
Bro, speaking of fucking spices. Okay, I don't know about you, but do you ever get ticked off of, like, people, like, cooking, but, like, it's not good cooking? Mm-hmm. Like, there's this one lady. She's actually lives here in South Carolina. Usually they don't piss me off, these type of videos. Usually, because, like, I can tell, like, they're trolling, you know, like, because, like, there's this one I also see that's, like, blue collar, like, I don't know the name of her TikTok, but it's, like, something, like, blue collar something, and they're, like, cooking food for, like, their blue collar boyfriend, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And, like, they'll be putting, like, so much seasoning. Like, there's this one girl I was watching yesterday. I watched so many of her videos where, like, I can tell it's definitely trolling, because, like, she throws the egg, like, cracks an egg over a pan filled with oil, and then just puts also hella salt on the egg, like, bitch, in oil, yeah, and then she just, like, puts a whole, like, hot dog just in there, It's like crazy. And then there, I saw this other one where, like, again, it's egg. That's her thing. Egg. Where, like, it's already, like, got that dried egg crust on the pan. And she puts another egg right there. She's like, cooking. Can you have my blue color GF? BF. And I'm like, I'm terrified.
I'm scared.
Yeah, but, like, I don't get mad because, like, I can tell it's, like, trolling, you know? I'm like, that's just crazy seeing it, though. Because I'm like, damn. But it's just, you know. But anyways, there's just one lady, though. The one that's based here in South Carolina. Hers? Get me mad, bitch. They, like, sometimes I actually get a little mad and annoyed. I want to say mad. I get a little annoyed. I'm like, that's crazy. Like, there's no way you're fucking eating that. And then she'll eat it. Yes, bitch. Every time I'm like, this will be the one. This will be the TikTok where I'm going to be like, yeah, she's obviously trolling. No? Every time. Every single fucking, I'm like, this is the one. I'm going to find out she's trolling us. Like, I'm going to see something. No. Every time she ends up eating it. And, like it doesn't even look like, either they're really good actors, bitch. Or I'm telling you, she's eating it. Like, she's eating it. Like, so good. Like, no, there'll be, like, videos where, like, okay, it's like the son that films a mom, right? We're like,
I've seen her. I've seen them before.
Right? See?
They piss me off.
Right? No, like, it makes me feel mad. Type of way.
Because I know they're not fucking eating that.
But then they eat it. Won't be just her. Like, I've seen turtles where, like, she'll be, like, hosting, like, a game night type of thing.
I have.
And she's, like, had other people eating. And then he'll show people eating. Like, actually eating it. Like, actually eating. Like, it looks so, like on off-guard video where, like, I believe, like, they're actually eating it. And he's just, like, recording.
I hope they're not. I hope.
Should we watch them? But I love watching them. But, like,
there's one,
should we watch one?
There's one that's, like, have you seen those, like, do you remember the Everybody's So Creative lady?
Yeah, I remember her.
Do you remember, like, the food videos that she would react to?
No.
Oh, she would react to, like, they were, like, obviously troll videos, but, like, they were also, like, trying to make it like it, like, wasn't. So, like, they would, like, make it.
See, that's the thing, though, like, where I feel like with the obvious ones. Like, you can tell they're trying to make it like it isn't, but, like, you can tell, though, because, like, those are, like, how obvious. Like, when they're dumping hella seasoning on there.
Like,
hella salt.
Those.
Cooking on nasty shit.
Those are the ones that make me, like, a little mad.
Really? They don't get, like, mad. It's just, like, you're just wasting food, but it's, like, you know, and it's your money. It's like, you know, like, do whatever you want, I guess. But it's like, it doesn't, it makes me feel type of way. Because, like, it's obviously you're trolling, you know, but, like, the amount of salt they're putting on.
When they are.
It's like, okay. Like, I'm fascinated. Like, I'm going to keep watching, like, no fucking way.
Sometimes.
But it doesn't, I don't usually don't feel that way. I'm telling you, it's the other one,
with
though.
The pastas, I can't tell if they're trolling, though.
Yeah.
Because, okay, I'm not going to lie. Maybe I'm just, like, fucking stupid. But sometimes, like, the way that they, like, the way that they do it, I'm like, that could maybe work. Maybe I'm just like, I don't know how to cook fucking pasta, but when they do uncooked pasta in there, and they're like, just add, like, some cream. I know that's just not gonna cook. Mm-hmm. That's not gonna be nasty. It's gonna be so nasty. Mm-hmm. But, okay, do you know their TikTok name?
Josh something.
Josh Hutcherson?
Maybe.
I don't know. That's not it.
Josh. Look up Josh's mom, maybe?
Mom.
Cooking. Yeah, there we go.
Are these the ones that make you mad?
Yes! Think of me.
So this is...
So shout out to Josh and Mama.
But you see... Yeah, shout out. I was literally like, we fucking hate you.
I was like, every time I stop and watch your videos, dude. Every time. But every time I feel the type of way.
You see, but I feel like it's obvious that they're trolling. Because they're, like, they're making their whole account about it. And they're like, you know what
I
mean?
Yeah, that's why I think, too. Where I'm like, okay, at this point, like, I have so many. This but it's like, also it's like... It just looks like she's actually eating it. Like, it actually looks like she's actually eating it. Like, she actually generally means the way she's cooking. Put on a recent one.
This one is for Thanksgiving, so we're gonna see other people eat it.
Right?
Josh, yeah. Stop!
She just loves her cat food. She loves
it. And mac and cheese for mac and cheese casserole, I assume?
I don't know.
Or loaded mac...
Macaroni. Mm-hmm.
Even the dog don't know what's fucking going on.
He's like,
I've been trying to help you all morning, and you got an attitude.
The fucking ham. I know. The fucking jar.
She loves something the in a can. She loves canned food. I'm telling you.
Oh my god.
That's my ham. Oh, you would not eat that. Like, what is that? Come on now. That looks like cat food.
It literally does look like cat food. Do you think he eats it?
I mean, he grew up with her. So it's like, if she actually does cook... like that. And he said, that's my favorite part. He probably likes that one.
You know what? Hold on. I gotta see that green bean casserole again. Maybe it's not that bad. I'm just kidding.
Oh my god.
Josh, close that lid.
Jungkook.
I don't know how everybody else makes
theirs.
That's how I make mine.
Okay, I lied. I thought it was gonna be like maybe okay.
No, bro, this is not okay.
You want some more cheese? You don't even eat green bean casserole.
Not with another.
I wouldn't eat anything of hers.
Yes!
See,
have you seen the ones where she cooks wings?
This is... Yes.
Right, she just puts a little slither. That's good. No, it's not!
This is the one... Like, this is the type of people... Like, you can't try... Like, this is why I don't trust other people's cooking.
Yeah. That's why I was scared when you cooked
for me. Oh, but oh wait, the...
It's true. You see that?
Yeah. It's browning. Wow. She's steaming it.
And you talk want to take it now.
Oh.
Usually you don't do that.
You heard what you said? Usually she don't drain it.
It's gonna be. She's not even mashing them.
That's not enough marshmallow. Yeah.
So you're,
girl, this is a whole Thanksgiving.
I already sat. I was literally thinking about this the other day. No, I already sat if I came to her house to eat.
You would be sad.
I would cry. Like, I thought, literally, when I said the other day, I mean yesterday, I still remember I was in my bathroom just thinking. You know, I love this random bathroom, I think. I don't know why. That's my place. Anyways, and like, I think about like, if I were to go to her house, like, for like, I'm talking about the one with the wings, and like, I see that, I'm gonna be sad.
Oh.
Like, I would cry. Oh. Bitch, I would cry.
Wait.
We have ribs. She gives me that. I see that on the table. Like, either I would have to eat beforehand.
She eats it.
I know! Like, she eats it.
Oh, Josh.
I think they're trolling us.
No, I don't know, bitch. I feel like I believe it.
Hear me out. I mean, like, it would be, like, kind of gross texture and, like, have not a lot of flavor, but, like, I could pretend to like it.
If you know it's not good.
Yeah, but, like,
pretending,
it's
easy. That's what I'm saying.
So, is she pretending? But, like,
I don't know. I don't think so. Because it also looks like she actually eats some, like, everything. To me, it's always like that, at least.
This is nasty. I don't fucking like them. They piss me off. I don't fucking like them. Oh, anyway, back to emo.
Ew.
Cause now I'm feeling really emotional.
Yeah, we definitely had a bunch of emotions going on right there.
Who was your favorite artist or group during that time?
Oh my god, I have so many. Pierce the Veil, Sleeping with Sirens, oh my gosh.
Oh, I didn't write down
some. I wrote them down. I think that was like one of my questions.
Oh my god, that's one of yours too?
Let me see. Alright. I love to get scared also, oh my gosh. Okay, yeah. Yeah, literally I said, what are your top 5 emo bands? So many. But yeah, Bring Me to Horizon.
I wrote that one down.
Okay. Pierce the Veil. Old Time Low.
I wrote that one down.
Get Scared.
I wrote that one.
Black Veil Brides.
I can never get into
them.
Sister loved them, though.
I love Eddie. Anyways. Mayday Parade.
You write that one.
Okay, Bring Me to Horizon. Panic at the Disco.
Uh-huh. That one was my number.
My Chemical Romance. Mm-hmm. Paramore.
Oh, Girl, I forgot about Paramore.
Don't you forget about Will? What's her name? Something Williams.
Serena? No.
It's okay. I almost said Wendy Williams. That's her name. Anyways, Ultra's Grace. Oh my gosh. The Pretty Reckless, 21 Pilots, Falling in Reverse, mm-hmm. Flyleaf. Yeah, those are the ones I listed.
I have all of them besides. I also wrote down Fall Out Boy.
Oh, I like Fall Out Boy. Not as much, though. I liked a few songs.
Fall Out Boy was... You're gonna call me gross.
What?
Fall Out Boy was one of my favorites.
Why would I call you gross? Because you're drinking it? I mean, you're not the first person I've seen drink it. A lot of people that, like, eat them also, like, drink the juice.
Me and my mommy used to do this together. Like, oh my god. Like, we'd finish the pickle jar.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would share the pickle juice afterwards. Like, she'd give me a glass. She'd drink it out of this. Ugh.
I see. Memories.
I know. You see, I can't grab that last one, though.
Well, drink more juice. Drink more of the juice. Why don't you want to drink the juice?
I have no problem. I do want
to drink the juice. But yeah. Okay. Do you have any favorite emo memories?
Favorite emo memories?
Yes.
Oh, girl, you put me on the spot. You know
I can give you some examples. I got like three.
Okay, tell me.
Okay, one of them. Oh, this is the one I forgot my ID for this, because I was going to show my ID, but, like, you'll see it in Instagram, guys. So if you want to see the ID picture for this story, you got to go to Instagram. Oh, my God. Chatterbox Crew.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, when I was on the way to take my 7th grade picture with my friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
We were going down the hall, obviously, and we were going to the gym, because that's where we were going to take our picture. Anyways, we're walking down, and for some reason, I was friends with, like, the also, like, other people that are, like, emo, you know, mm-hmm. like that. And I remember me and my friend, we started listening to My Chemical Romance, and we were just singing the teenager song.
Teenager Scared.
And I remember just feeling so cool, like, so bad. So, like, It Girl.
Uh-huh.
Like, just singing that. And then, like, okay, once you guys see the picture, you'll see that, like, I have such a smug look on my face. Because I felt so cool, bitch. I felt so emo.
I'll
show you the picture. I just felt so emo.
Literally. You know, oh my God, you know, I didn't even think about this. Oh my God, I wish I hadn't. Bitch, I did not just say a sentence right there.
It's okay.
I remember also, one time.
You literally, like, grab it. You went.
Did I grab your titties?
Yes, your whole pinky.
Oh my God.
Your fingers are cold, bitch.
Bitch, the pinky.
You dead?
Bitch, with this face?
You know what you got to like?
Close by?
Yeah, this is terrifying.
You know, I have a very similar story to yours. Yeah. But I remember it was on my way to, I don't remember what year it was. It was either my 7th or my 8th grade orientation.
Mm-hmm.
You remember how, like, you would have the orientation before, like, the actual school year started?
Yeah.
On my way to the orientation, I remember I was getting ready and I had on, like, a pair of black jeans, and I was blasting Panic at the Disco,
mm-hmm.
and I was putting on my boots and I was putting on a shirt, and I remember I felt, like, so hot.
Yeah,
I felt so hot. And then I just remember going to the orientation, and that's the
whole
story.
You're, like, feeling,
like, the it. Because I literally felt, like, so hot, because I had my headphones in on the car ride, and I was blasting.
Yes, oh my God, I definitely think listening to music, obviously, through my headphones, like everyone else. I was like, that was my thing, but, like, literally everyone does that. I literally almost said that.
You know what I love
like,
doing?
What?
Listening to music in headphones.
I almost said that, bitch. Like, I said, that's, like, my thing. So many people do that. Anyways, I love
headphones?
Oh my God, I'm gonna save another memory. Okay, so, like, I was, it was in the morning, right? It was, again, this was 7th grade, actually, also. So, again, I'm walking down the hall, 7th grade hall. And, early in the mornings, like, before, like, class, like, before, like, the bell rings and you can, like, actually go in the classroom, you just kind of, like, sit outside in the hall while you wait, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, it was, you know, that early, so, like, I'm going down the hall, you know, to find a spot so I can sit, when I hear these girls, like, they're already sitting, like, they're, like, judging everyone, just, like, walking by.
I was like, that girl.
Like, giving, like, they're that kind of type, oh, they're that mm-hmm. type kind of person. So when I walked, so when it was my turn to walk by, I was like, oh my God, what the fuck are they gonna say? Like, I was like, oh my God. Cause like, yeah. I was like, oh my God. Bro, I loved it though, what they said. They said, she's like the loner type of guy.
You are.
And I loved it, bitch. I loved it. She's like the loner. I loved it. I don't know. I told you now, like, I love pretending like I'm mysterious. I loved it even more when I was younger.
Yeah,
you know. Bro, when my music blasting, I'm like, I'm just gonna sing.
I still remember
when
we
were. I love being like, I'm so mysterious. No one knows anything about me. So when they said she's like getting like a loner type of vibe, I'm I'm so mysterious.
I still remember when we were in Barnes and Nobles and you were sitting down there when you just texted me and go, do I look mysterious right now? And I looked over and you were just.
I don't know, but I love pretending like I'm being mysterious. I'm like,
you're
mean like, oh my God, who is she? What's her life? Like, what's happening? Like,
you see,
you know, I just love that vibe.
You see, okay, so a lot of my emo phase was like online because I was always, I wrote it down, I was always really embarrassed about like always liking that stuff.
No, me too. Like, I was embarrassed, but there were also times, I'm sorry for this one too, where like I loved it, how different it was. Like, I also, like, whenever people would ask me, what are you listening to? Like, I like, would be a little embarrassed to say it, because, like, I knew why they were asking me also.
Being a bully.
Yeah, yeah. So I was like, fuck, like, I know they're, or I knew if, like, I were to tell them, they're gonna be like, isn't that? Like, there were also times where I loved it, too. Like, sometimes I'm purposely, like, okay, so one of my stories was, sometimes, like, I would listen to music a little loud. Like, I knew my music was loud, and, like, I knew if I played it up just a little bit loud, like, obviously you would hear it, because, like, it's already loud, and then, you know, making it louder.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, I still have this one memory. I was in English class, and it was loud, you know, because, like, we were just doing our thing. I was listening to music, and I was like, let me put it up a little loud. Yeah. And I heard a guy next to me just looks at me, and he's like, he just looks at me. I don't know why. I just loved stuff like that. Like, I loved it. Like, sometimes I was embarrassed, but, like, there's just times where I loved it also. I just loved how different it was at times.
No, I was always embarrassed. Because,
like, you know, like, I feel like, back then, I don't know really now, but I feel like back then, like, a lot of people were more into, like, R&B and, like, hip-hop type of music, rap music, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I remember, like, 7th grade was, like, Fetty Wap time. Like, I remember, I liked some songs, but, like, I remember, like, I specifically remember, like, Fetty Wap being big, you know, during those times.
I was never a fan of Fetty Wap.
I liked a few songs. I liked two songs.
I liked a few.
But listen, I God, love...
God, give it to him.
I strictly most listened to, like, emo, like, alternative music during those times. So there were a few times like, I was like, this is pretty good. You know what would make me listen to? Mariana.
Oh, she
and put... you know, I loved doing this to her, dude. Where I'd be like, you should listen to my music. She's like, no, I don't really want to. Because, like, obviously she didn't like that music. But anyways, I remember times where I'd be like, no, you should listen to it. And then I'll listen to some of your music. And she'd be like, okay. So, like, I would always do it to where, like, it was first me. Or if, like, I knew, like, we wouldn't have that much time to, like, listen to hers. That's when I would usually do it. I loved doing that to her. At most of the time, I'd literally pull one song. Yeah. And I'd be like, oh, we gotta go. I remember, like, one of them were on a field trip, and I did that to her. I was like, let me pick the song.
She said.
I was like, let me pick, like, two, and then you go.
And then she never went to go.
She never went, or, like, one song was like, and I remember one time she finally says, and I was like, yeah, I know, I do it on purpose. It's funny. Like, I know, I'm nervous. It's so funny.
You were like, I was just waiting, years later, you're like, I was just waiting to see how long it take you to realize.
Oh my god, I had to tell her a confession one time about a lie I did to her. Oh my god. So, when we first met in 5th grade, right? We were friends, but, like, we talked a little bit. Because, like, okay, I told you. When I first met Mariana, like, when I first saw her, I was like, I want to be her friend.
Oh my god.
Like, I want to be friend, and we're going to be friends forever. Like, I just remember thinking Aww. That and feeling that. But anyways,
did
I remember...
you think that with me?
No. Wanting to talk to her, but, like, she was shy, you know, you know her, she's shy. She's a shy gal.
She's so iconic. Sorry.
Yes, she is. But anyways, so, I remember my strategy to make her to talk to me, like, during recess, I would, like, chase her. Bitch, like, I'm pretty sure she told a story when she came on, but, like, I would, like, chase her around and be like, Maya! I have to talk to you! Talk to me!
And she's like, get this crazy bitch away from me! Bitch, away from me. I cannot.
Bitch, I would literally just, like, I was like, I wanted to be your friend, so I would chase her around. I just wanted to talk to her.
Did it ever work?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. We're still friends. I just wanted to talk to her. But anyways, by this point, we were already, like, on talking basis, finally. Finally, she spoke to me. And I remember, again, we were in English class, and, the way we were sitting was kind of like in an L. Like, we were at the corner. So, I'm right here on this side, and then she's right here horizontally.
Okay.
So, it's me, and then, like, her. And she, like, dropped something, right? Like, her little pouch had, like, pencils and stuff like that. And she's an artist, right? So she had, like, this, like the metal thing in, like, you know, pencils, but, like, the outside part, like, the inside part. And it was only that. She would, like, use that to, like, shade stuff and, like, just, like, do stuff like that. And she dropped her fucking pouch and it fell on the ground. I saw it when I was helping her pick up stuff and I was like, I want it. So I took it when I was helping her. I gave her, it was a little piece though.
It was a prize.
Yes, and I was like, I just want it. So anyways, I took it and didn't give it to her, obviously. And I'm giving her everything. And the thing is, like, I have a memory of her also, like, looking for it too. When she dropped it, she's like, I know it's here somewhere.
No,
and the
not.
Thing is, yeah, not with her, with me. But anyways, I remember, like, I didn't tell her, obviously. But anyways, like, a few years later, probably like 7th grade. Yeah, 7th grade-ish, or, like, the 8th grade, 9th grade year, because, like, we also did that program together.
Uh-huh.
That's when I told her, either one of those 2 years. And, I told her, and I thought it was so funny.
That was...
Literally, that was the story. I just told her. I just thought it was so funny. I just couldn't lie to her. I was like, Mariana, let me tell you a lie. I did.
I can't lie to you anymore. I can't.
I just think it's... Do you ever do that? I love doing that. We're like, maybe I won't... I usually do it more with my mom. Well, more when I was younger, honestly. But, like, more, we're like, I won't really tell her something, and then I'll tell her, like, a little bit after, but, like, I just want to tell you.
Can I say something?
Like, when I told her about, like, I was smoking. Oh, I just think it's so funny. Yeah. I think it's so funny. Like, when, like, I just, like, I obviously do it, and then I tell her later on, I'll be like, guess what I did? I think it's so funny. Or, like, when I hit something, whenever I've hit something with my car, like, how I told her I hit,
the house?
No, she was there for that. Because I was learning to drive still, and she was in the car with me. But anyways, like, I remember, like, just, one time I hit, like, the cart thing at Target.
Oh, I remember.
And I, you remember, you were there?
Yeah, but I remember, like.
Oh, like, I'm telling you. But anyways, like, I hit it, and I remember I told her, like a mother to let her be like, guess what I did?
You're gonna laugh.
I think it's so funny.
You said, you're gonna laugh.
Just stuff like that. Like, little fibs like that.
You know what I don't really tell, you know, I used to lie a lot. I used to be a really bad liar.
When I was a kid.
I don't do it anymore.
I still do it. Sometimes it's really I still fun. Do it, but like the way I do it is like I'll lie to your face and I'm like, I'm joking.
But you know what?
I also feel like it's obvious, honestly, to me. Like, you know, I'm like smiling and laughing.
Me and Anna have been doing recently. We there's this game that we call. There's this game that we play called Photo Roulette. And anytime a picture of me from like 2 years ago or before will happen, she'll look at me and she'll go, you need to eat. Every single time she goes, it looks like you need to eat. And I was like, girl, I didn't need to eat. I didn't even keep it down. I was like, girl, I was eating. I just had to keep it down, but I wasn't doing that. And I just think that's so funny. There's this one picture where, like, I've always loved to dance, and that was the video where I was recording my dance, and I was with a side profile. Bitch, literally, like, I'm sucking in my stomach.
Can you
see you? You can't even see. I'm sucking in my stomach, and you can literally see, like, the out, like, my ribs.
Uh-huh.
Bitch. And Anna goes, bitch, you need to eat! I just think that is so funny. Anyway, back to emo.
Hey, that was during your emo times, right? That was my minor time.
That was during my emo times.
That was when it first, like, you know, started.
You know, I always hid mine because the media portrayed it so crazy.
No, it did.
I know South Park, sometimes they do full episodes for, we made an audio to their sound. They do full episodes where they don't even talk about the regular, like, four kids that they usually surround. They do these four emo kids. And, you know, oh my god.
Yeah,
and so I would see that. I'd see stuff like that as a kid, and I'd be like, people are gonna fucking harass me.
And honestly, I still am kind of, like, embarrassed. Like, I don't know, but, like, I always feel embarrassed about my anorexia, even now. Like, because it's, like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
so I'm, like, damn, like, I really can't eat. Like, I really do that to myself. Like, I really hate myself that much where I'm, like, I'm not gonna eat. Because that was my thing, also during my anorexia that made me feel embarrassed. Like, I would think to myself, wow, there's people that, like, wish they could have a meal. And here I am.
Oh.
Not eating. Here I am. Wait, like, you know, one of the things I would do with your manager, so that, like, I felt so ashamed even while doing it, was when I would, like, stuff food in, like, my like, jeans, in my pockets, because I was like, I don't want to eat. But, like, I had it made look like I was eating, like, at a dinner table. So I would, like, stuff it in, like, the walk to the bathroom, bro. I would feel so, like, ashamed.
I'm sorry, it's not funny.
No, like, that's why I'm embarrassed.
To the bathroom.
That's why I'm embarrassed sometimes. I'm like, that is embarrassing. Not only did I feel ashamed, but I'm, like, embarrassed. Like,
the walk to the bathroom?
Yeah, just to throw it away.
No, I know that. I know that
feeling
walk.
It in there, especially if it's mushy. It's like, there's people out there that wish. Yes. And, like, there's people out there that wish I could eat, and here I am. Like, I feel ashamed and embarrassed.
You remember how
even
we were,
now, like, sometimes I'm like, yeah.
You remember how we were talking? Yeah. You remember how we were talking? that we were talking the other day? How, like, the vape shops aren't selling CBD and the walk back just felt so long? Is that how it felt going to the bathroom? Just it felt so long?
No, because honestly, I would be walking pretty fast.
Because that's how, like,
I don't think that felt for me.
Can I tell you a story?
I feel ashamed and, like, embarrassed.
Can I tell you a story that I have never I told Anna this for the first time recently, and because I would always I'd lie about the story a little bit, and oh my god, this is a lie that I told Anna recently that I told her wasn't true. One time, me and my ex-boyfriend, we were my one from high school, he was over at my house, and my dad was like, hey, I'm gonna order food. We got Jack in the Box, right? And so he comes over, I mean, he's over, we were eating it, we finished eating. What
I was gonna say, one of my things when I had an eater, like, I had a specific place, like, I loved to eat. And Dragon Box was my place. Like, if I was, like, like in a binging thing, or like I want like something like that. Like that would be the place I wanted. Jack in the Box.
It's so good because it fills you up. This sounds
so fucking stupid.
What?
Well, also because like I liked how greasy their burgers are and you know, the curly fries. Like I was like, I'm not eating, but I'm eating right now. But like you know the thing is,
I'm not eating, but I'm eating.
Whenever it would be bad, so I would like watch this eating disorder videos, like being like, there's nothing wrong with me. I'm eating a burger. There's nothing wrong with me.
You know that
like, video? I would, like, lie to myself. Like, I, like, in the beginning of it, like, of my injury, like, I would lie to myself. Like, nothing's wrong with me. I'm eating a burger right now. I don't do what that girl does that. I'm okay. Like,
I did that the whole time.
And I was more like, there was a specific one I would watch all the time of this one girl. Because, like, she was, like, closer to my age of that time. I was like, see, I'm not like her.
You should watch it. But who's that? Live phone call with a strange number.
Bitch, I don't know.
You're not gonna answer?
No.
Oh.
I'm gonna see if I can find a video.
You know that sound where you know that sound where it's like eating disorder?
Oh my gosh. Super skinny, super fat?
Oh.
Again, one of the ones I loved to watch.
I would watch what's it called? The one where they would only eat the one food. Like picky eaters or something. Where like I know there's this one episode about cheesy potatoes. And, like, you've probably seen the clip where she cuts the Brussels sprout in half and takes a bite, and she goes, ugh! And then runs to the corner and starts crying, and her boyfriend's like, that clip makes me laugh so hard.
Getting better at keeping people away from that. Because literally, I just looked up an eating disorder documentary, and usually I would just look up stuff like that.
You are not alone.
Anorexia.
Girl, I'm gonna say the exact same thing.
Like, usually it's... Oh, no, I didn't. Okay.
Oh, okay. Good.
Let's see if I can find it. There was this, like, one specific girl. This one. Living with anorexia. This was... I loved this shit.
Is that the
this
one you were watching?
Specific one I would watch while eating my anorexia. Wow. Like, there's something wrong with me. Nothing wrong with me.
I'm fine.
Other stuff, too, I would watch. Like, other, like, eating disorder stuff I'd watch. Super skinny, super fat. I'm telling you, that's another one.
You are not alone. Sorry, that is so good for them.
It is. I mean... Definitely got better. Like, okay. I've done this on Pinterest too. Whatever, I had some rough moments. And I had... Go back a little bit. I discovered when I went to Pinterest to, like, find, like, those kind of pictures and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You can't find it anymore. The way I would look it up. I can't find it like that anymore. No.
Do you ever feel...
I mean, I could still find some stuff when I looked a little harder.
If I tried hard.
But, like, But it wasn't... It definitely was more harder. It wasn't, like, how... It was so easy.
I looked up Thinspo,
Bonespo.
If you know.
I love it, Bonespo.
Well, after we're done, I'm going to try and find that picture of me where I'm like, it's literally like, I'm literally disappearing. But anyway.
Yeah.
We were eating the Jack in the Box together.
Oh, yeah.
And also, before we get back into that. Cereal was my safe food that I would binge on all the time. I've told it on here before. Sometimes I would. I feel like I'd literally black out, and the next thing I know, the whole bag of cereal would be gone. And my dad would be like, I bought that yesterday, and I bought cereal for the first time in like months, because before, when I would buy it at my old house, I'd put it on top of ice cream, and I'd be like, okay, I'm not gonna binge it. I wouldn't buy milk even then, but I bought milk and I bought cereal, and I'm getting a little nervous. I'm gonna eat the whole box tonight because it's looking quite scrumptious right now.
I feel like eating cereal is pretty easy to like finish it fast. Because usually when I eat cereal, I usually get a second bowl.
I had to stop myself today. I had one bowl and I was like, don't eat a second one. Do not. Mm-hmm. Bitch, I'm telling you, like those family size bags. Gone.
No, I know. But, I know exactly what you're talking about, yeah.
I've always, like, so we ate the Jack in the Box and I went upstairs and I've told every single person I've told this story to, I just ate too much and I felt really sick, so I threw up. Bitch, that is not what happened. And I finally told Anna the truth recently, where I was like, no, I went in there and I went in there and I did a nice little purge because I was feeling fat and disgusting in front of my boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And I said that. And then I brushed my teeth and I walked back into the bedroom and he kissed me and goes, did you brush your teeth? And I was like, and I said, you know what? I just didn't want you to smell the Jack in the Box on my breath after that. He goes, you are so sweet. And I said, I know.
I thought you were saying, like, did he ask you, did you brush your teeth? Because he knew you vomited.
No.
He said that.
No, bitch.
But now I get what you mean.
Bitch, And I've never told that story before. Mm-hmm. I've never told that story like that before.
You do.
Now the whole fucking world knows.
I know.
And everyone I've ever told the story to, they're like, you're a liar!
You're a dirty little weeping liar.
Go eat a burger. When bitches would say,
bro, I would get so mad. They're not. when you want somebody to eat, I'm like, I do eat.
No.
I eat.
I eat.
And the thing is, I fully believed it.
But you see,
so I was like, I ate like three things today.
Can I tell you something,
three
though?
Three things were like nothing.
When they'd look at me like, it looks like you need to eat, I'd be like, really? Mm-hmm. You think so?
I can't lie. Sometimes I still am like that. I'm telling you, I remember with you, when we were at the nature place, and the lady said, I forgot what we were doing. I think when I was getting in her car, she's like so small, so like I had to go in the back or something.
Oh my god, yeah.
I remember, like, she's so small. She thinks so small.
And then she's called me a fat, huge monster because I have to sit in front. I was like, gotta give it to her.
Got her.
Oh my god. That I love doing that. But gotta give it to
her. I know, it's fun.
That and then we did this on one of our old episodes, on one of our previous episodes that we just filmed, where I said, Cassie, back here for a sec. What? I think that's so funny. We're like, I'll be like, Cassie, back here, while we keep filming.
What are you talking about?
Sorry, never mind. I'll have to show you the clip.
You said it, and I'm like.
Because I'm going to make it a TikTok. I just have to find it in the episode. It's so funny. I think it's so, sorry, this pillow is freaking me out.
Yeah, it's freaking me out.
Girl, it was just like.
Are you freaked out right now? Okay, I have more questions.
Okay, I would love to answer them.
Did I already get these?
I really want that one.
Oh my god, I have one more favorite emo memory though.
Okay,
so one time, it was in middle school. I don't remember what grade, but I know it was in middle school. It was like after school. I saw, again, I told you, I loved listening to music with my headphones in. So I was listening to music, but I was also talking to one of my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked me, he's like, oh, what are you listening to? And I'm like, Broken Glass by 3 Days of Grace. And I remember him being him, because he was also like that comedy kid, you know, the class clown. Mm-hmm. So he was like, Broken Glass, it's Broken Glass on the ground, Broken Glass. Like, I mean, he just started singing like that, and I thought it was so funny. That's one of my favorite emo memories.
Oh,
because, like, yeah, because like, yeah, we were like, be like, you listen to that? You're like, emo? And he just like, I don't
you're
know.
You're sad? Did you, okay,
oh my god.
Did you ever get the wrist jack? Did anyone ever say that to you?
No, but people. Oh my gosh, this is not a good emo memory. But one time, again, middle school, I had this other friend who was also emo. She would cut. And I remember, I didn't tell her, because you know me, I'm not a vulnerable gal. But like, I remember at one point I did tell her, because like, she would always tell me about her, so I was like, I feel close enough to tell her because she does it, so I'll tell her that I also do it. Because, like, you know. Bitch, I told her, tell me why that. She's like, Marie, you shouldn't do that. You should not do that. That's bad. I don't want you doing that. Why did she tell, like, everyone? She tells, like, everyone! I felt so appalled, betrayed. Like, that's how I am now, where I don't let myself be vulnerable, even more back then. So when she did that, I was like, no fucking way. I was like, this is why I'm helping this shit. This is why I don't tell you shit. Because, like, I tell you I hurt myself, too. And you're like, you shouldn't do that. Tell everyone. Like, she told everyone. And then, you know what? So when every class we were together, she would, like, tell someone, obviously. And then they'd be like, some people would be like, I did that, too. Or, like, I know someone that did that, too. And I'm like, this doesn't make me feel any better. I just don't want you to know. But, like, there were so many people that said that. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Like, I didn't even want you to know.
I would do it on my thighs.
That was kind of funny.
I would do it
now on my... I think it's kind of funny. But, like, in the moment, I was like, why are you telling everyone? Because, like, she would tell everyone, and then I felt like she was trying to, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like maybe they're, like...
Did you know, like, she cuts herself?
I feel like maybe, like, people thought maybe I was trying to, like, get pity. And I was like, no.
I remember one time. I told this boy that I did it on my, I would do it on my thighs. And I remember one time, like, I don't know, I was really sad in class or something. And he was talking to me, making me feel better. And then someone was like, what's wrong? Bitch, tell me why. He turned around and yelled, I'm trying to keep him from cutting himself. And I said,
I'm just gonna say right now.
Bitch, I was dying. I said, what the fuck did you just say? I said, go away. I said, get the fuck away from me. What?
I was gonna say, you remind me, actually, no one ever did do me the wrist check, but I remember when she did tell people of that, someone did say, is that why you always, like, have a jacket on? That memory literally just came from out of nowhere. It came from out. I literally haven't thought of that in forever.
The trauma is coming back.
I still remember it for social studies.
Well, the teacher's name.
Okay, I don't remember. But, like, that literally just came to me.
You reverse Raven Simone.
No. That's exactly what I said. No.
Would you do the this?
Oh yeah.
Girl, I love to do the... No, girl, I can't do that anymore. Girl, this feels like a trauma response.
No, I like it. It feels nice.
If I
this feels nice and safe to me.
Like, I cover up my wrist like this, and I'm just like, girl, it feels like a trauma response. Yeah, I hate that.
Anyways.
Is there anything else you want to talk about before we end it?
I have a few more things.
It's a long episode, y'all.
Hey, we gotta give them content. Gotta give them new TikToks. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you ready?
Okay. What are the emo songs you cried to? Do you remember any?
Ooh, that I cried to?
Yeah.
I cried a lot to Pierce the Veil.
Yeah.
I would cry a lot to Pierce the Veil. The 21 Pilots, I remember there's a song called Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And, bitch... I was sobbing. I know what you mean,
bitch. There was something wrong, like, oh my God.
And, like, I wasn't even, like, I don't even know why I would cry at that one, because, like, it's literally about having cancer, but, like,
you felt the emotions.
I literally felt those emotions.
Like, I got it too.
I would never cry to Fall Out Boy or Panic at the Disco. I feel like those were usually, like a beady song.
Yes.
My Chemical Romance, I would cry to. Love. Who's the Of Mice and Men? I had a hoodie. I think I still have the hoodie.
Oh, I like two of their songs.
I think I still have one of their hoodies.
Yeah.
Chef's Kiss.
Were they one of your favorite bands?
I had a hoodie. Oh. And then, see, I never really liked screamo music, but, like, sometimes I would. And Of Mice and Men and Pierce the Veil are usually the ones I would go to.
No, you're like,
Because, like, it was never too much.
Uh-huh.
It was just,
No, some do scream a lot more.
Some of them is the whole fucking song.
I love a good scream. I do. I'll do.
What were yours?
Okay.
So glad you asked.
Well, we kind of got there. Okay. So, Hurt by Get Scared. Did you listen to that one?
Mm-mm. I didn't really listen to Get Scared.
Really? I love to Get Scared.
I know a few of them.
Okay. November by Sleeping with Sirens.
I don't know that one.
Damn. This is going to be a little sad. But I'm going to let y'all know. Because I'm allowing myself to be more vulnerable.
Listen, girl.
So, with the song November, I wanted to kill myself, obviously, during this time. And I remember thinking to myself when I would listen to that song, like, if I were to kill myself, I'm gonna kill myself listening to this song. Because I don't know about you, I felt like it would be, like, awkward just killing myself with no background sound. Yeah, so sometimes I would hear songs, I'd be like, this is the
Tell
one.
Me about it.
And that was the one for me, November. So if you guys want to know what song, I would have done it too. November!
You know what's crazy?
Yeah.
When I tried to kill myself, I was already out of my emo phase. Like, I was, like, I at that point, I was in my, like, trying to, like, popular boy phase, where, like, I was dressing really, like, popular and shit like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And at that time, I was like, and bitch, let me tell you, I did do it in silence. I took those pills.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, bitch. I counted them out. I said, well.
See, that's how you're so serious. You're like, I don't even need this by myself.
It was so stupid. What? I took them one at a time. Instead of, like, doing them all at once, I said, bitch, it was so many. And then literally the second afterward, I was like, that was stupid. And I was like, this bulimia is coming in handy.
Coming in today.
Like, bitch, I threw up so many times.
I bet.
Bitch, I wanted those shits out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Bitch, I mean, I don't like, I feel like I don't remember like seeing them in the toilet. But then I just remember I slept so good that night.
Yeah.
Bitch,
I like, wonder why.
And then, bitch, I was so scared. I didn't sleep. I hardly slept that night, but I remember I just couldn't keep my eyes open anymore, and I was like, I'm gonna die right now.
I
literally thought, I was like, I'm not gonna wake up tomorrow. Oh, so sad.
Oh my God.
But I literally thought, like, I wasn't gonna wake up the next morning, and then when I did, I was so grateful.
Damn.
I was so...
You know, I've heard a lot of people that, like, have jumped off... I know there's this one bridge. I don't know where... I think it's, like, in a...
My London bridge. I'm sorry. Is it the Brooklyn Bridge? No.
It's one over in, like, Seattle, I think, or somewhere over there.
The one in the Full House, the intro.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's that one.
I don't know that.
I just know somewhere over in the West Coast. Apparently, like, a lot of people that, like, have jumped or just, like, tried to, like, kill themselves.
They always regret it.
Not even just that.
They always regret it right afterwards.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not even just for that place. But, like, that's the most beautiful cat ever, Nathaniel. Pause it. Pause it.
Okay, we're going to be right back. We're going to take a quick break.
Are you ready?
Hello everyone, we are back. Unfortunately, the kitty was so pretty, but
she was gorgeous. Like, she was fluffy, white and orange spots on her.
She was beautiful.
Yes.
But I put some food out there, so hopefully she's gonna come. I'm telling you, I've really been trying to get the stray cats to come to my house, because you remember Snowball?
Yes.
Someone else is feeding Snowball.
Totally.
I was driving and I saw Snowball run to this bitch's house, and I said,
traitor.
I've been replaced.
Literally.
But I've been meeting a possum.
Really?
Yes. There's a possum that keeps coming to my house, and like, if I don't put food out there that night, it'll sniff around looking for food. And maybe I shouldn't be feeding a fucking possum, but like, it's kind of cute.
I mean, I heard they can't get rabies.
They can?
Honestly, they can't.
Oh, I was like,
I was gonna say, I can lie. When their babies are kind of cute. I can't even lie. I got chased by a fucking baby possum. I thought it was a cat. So pretty much what happened, y'all. I was going to work. It was very early in the morning. Like, okay, it was like 5 a.m. I'm going to work.
I remember this
story. It's dark as fuck. And where I live, there's some, like, little cats sometimes around my house. So I was like, oh my gosh, there's a little cat, like, outside right now. And I start going, like, you know, calling it, whatever. And, like, I just see it go. And I'm like, oh, fuck. I missed it. Like, I scared it, right? Bitch, tell me why. All of a sudden, I see something small running back. And I'm like, oh my god, it's coming. Yay, yay. Bitch, I get closer and I see it. It's a fucking little baby possum running at me. And listen, I'm not gonna lie. It was kind of cute. But, like, in a moment, I got scared as fuck because I realized what it was. I was like,
You hit it with your car.
I fucking screamed. No, that's another story.
That's a story for a different day.
It is. But also, technically, that one was my fault. It had a death wish. It literally threw itself in front of my car when I was, like, you know. Anyways, my other songs that I would cry to were... Okay, Can You Feel My Heart by Bring Me the Horizon?
I know that one. I know that one.
Mm-hmm. Burn by the Pretty and Reckless?
I don't know that one.
Okay. Sister by the Pretty Reckless?
I never listened to them.
Oh. Oh, Missing You by All Time Low.
Oh, that is like that one, good that one.
Towards like the end of my depression, I still remember. And I was like, I want to live.
Yeah.
Anyways. Therapy by All Time Low.
Oh, that's another good one.
Lullabies by All Time Low.
I never liked that one. I never
Drown by Get Scared. One?
Oh.
No. Who are you talking about? Sorry. Drown by Bring Me to Horizon.
I thought you were going to say it, didn't I?
I love Bring Me to Horizon. Actually, I really
I said that. Oh.
Goner by 21 Pilots.
That one.
Oh, I cried that one, bitch. Fake You Out by 21 Pilots.
Oh, that one's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all. Okay. Do you have any emo crushes?
Oh, God.
Yeah, really? I thought you were just going to be so quick. Andy Biersack? No, I feel like he's like the iconic, the hottest, one of the hottest emo guys.
I had a crush on, listen.
Andy Biersack?
I know he's a bad person. Ooh. But at the time, I had a crush on Brandon Urie.
No, me too.
He was,
I heard you say people say he's a bad, I heard just like, what, but is it true?
I have no idea.
That's what, the thing is like, I don't know if it is true. I never found out if it was true. If he actually talked to minors or just helped minors.
But he was the main one, honestly.
Yeah, he was one of the ones I also liked. Okay, but anyways, I loved Vic Fuentes. Vic Fuentes was my favorite one. Andy Biersack, Vic Fuentes. Ooh, I still think he's pretty attractive. Johnny Gilbert. He was an emo YouTuber. Did you watch My Digital Escape? Did you ever watch My Digital Escape? Oh, okay, well, he was on there, and also there's this one guy called Luke Whale. He was also on there. I really thought he was hot. And Ronnie Radiak. Radic? Is it Ronnie Radiak or Ronnie Radic? I always forget how to pronounce his last name. Wow, I always forget how to pronounce his last name.
Oh, I don't know who that is either.
Really? Damn. We were listening to one of their songs in the car. I think you liked it.
Which one?
Oh, it's a long name, I know that.
That first name, I just can't. See, that, okay. I'll show you. That's one of the things I don't like about emo songs.
Some of them are long as fuck.
The names usually have nothing to do with the fucking songs.
Yeah, all of them are long as fuck. Some of them are really long, but, like, some of them do it on purpose. Like, Fall Out Boy, that's their thing, though.
Yeah, I know, but, like, it just makes it fucking hard to find the songs. Because, like, I'm like,
is it that
paragraph? Or is it that paragraph? Literally. Or is it this one? Bitch! And then I have to
and it has nothing to do with the song, too, so you're like...
I gotta go through the whole fucking album, and... it's so frustrating. It's so annoying. Stop doing that! I don't listen to music anymore.
Okay. Did you feel them, like, the music helped you? Like, during your times?
I'm not gonna lie. I would really listen to it when I was, like, really sad. And I would listen to it to make myself sadder. And so, I don't mean... It would help me cry. And usually, I would sleep really good after I cried.
I see.
So, I would say, yeah, I guess.
Yeah?
Like, cancer girl?
I would say you were gonna say no.
Oh, I would say yeah. Because, like, it made me, like, forget about it for a while. Because I...
Oh, because you would end up, like,
yeah, sleeping. Because I would inevitably end up passing the fuck out because I was crying so hard.
Well, I was gonna say yes also because Well, for me, I listen to, like, all the time. Like, that was, like, my music that I listened to. So, even if, like, I wasn't sad, like, I would be, like, sad. Like, I wasn't, like, in a mood of crying. I would still listen to it. Because, like, sometimes, like, I feel like I have so much emotion. Especially, like, when you're a teenager, you're going through so many emotions. And, like, with the stuff I was dealing with, I feel like I was also just had, like, a bunch of emotions. And I didn't know how to handle them in the best way. So, I feel like it also helped because I could relate to the lyrics, you know? To things they'd say. And then stuff like that. And also because, like, not all of them are sad. So, like, I know we're saying emo and, like, you think mostly sad stuff.
It's not all sad.
There's some sad songs in there. But there's some ones that are, like, different, you know? Where, like, it's not just sad. And it's, like, if anything, like, they're, like, telling you, like, about getting better, you know? But, yeah, I feel like it helped because, you know, it helped also release my emotions. Because I love screamo music. I know you didn't like it, but I loved screamo. I still do.
I know, emotions, girl.
Bitch. I hate that I fucking can't do the voice. The screamo voice. I hate
TJ
that.
TJ can do the voice.
He told me, and I bet you TJ is having their time of the life when they're getting to those parts. I can't, I'm just...
Oh, and do you remember that one girl that you met that we went to Mad World with that one time? She can do it really good, too.
Okay.
Hey, girl.
Did you have any favorite, like, emo characters from shows, like, when you were younger?
Ooh.
I loved Vanessa Dushman shirts.
Oh, okay, I know... Jade? Oh, I love Jade. I know that I was, like, just talking about how, like, they made me feel bad because they made me feel embarrassed, but I did really like the ones from South Park. I think they're really funny.
Yeah.
I mean, I've always loved South Park. Again, but, like, it always made me feel embarrassed, but I would say those are probably some of my favorite episodes because I would just watch them over and over again because I thought they were so funny.
No, yeah.
They're not even that funny.
They were funny to you during then. Exactly. It was, like, Comfort Probably,
it's
I like, guess.
And it feels so nostalgic now. Like, I stopped getting into it because, let me tell you, a lot of people start liking South Park in emo phases, I've realized.
Yeah.
And then I got out of it for a while, but then recently I started watching it again. And watching some of the old episodes that I watched during then, I was like, oh my god, I feel so nostalgic right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel so, like, when the emo ones come on, I'm like, oh my god.
I
remember watching this when I hated myself, too. Oh my god, no way. That was so good. Okay, I have a question for you. Would anyone make you feel like, this is so, like... Since I didn't, like, dress like it, or, like, other emo people will be like, well, you're not really emo. Or, like,
yes, I know exactly
what people do that. Would people do that to you, too?
Yes, that's why, okay, I didn't end up telling this, I forgot to tell this story during the memories, but, like, because, like, my friends, the ones that were, like, emo, they'd be like, you're not actually emo, Maria, like, you're, like, half emo. Like, I remember one time they said, like, you're, like, half emo, like, you're not emo, you're just, like, half emo. Because, like, I didn't look the part, you know, like, the hair, I told you my mom wouldn't let me, and, I didn't have, like, the makeup, because, again, my mom wouldn't let me. I wasn't allowed to wear makeup, so I couldn't do, like, the emo makeup. But I did go to sleep late a lot, you know? So I had dark circles. I remember one of my friends was going to be like, there's this one dude. He would say, he would call me an emo bitch, and I loved
it. Said,
I said, you think I'm emo? I loved it, because, like, oh, my God, I still remember it. My friends, they'd be, like, the normies.
Oh, my God.
I remember, I'd be like, yeah, at least the normies think I'm emo.
See, a lot of the time...
So, like, at least they think I'm emo.
The normies do.
Yeah.
Most of my emo phase, I would do it just chronically online. Like, I spent a lot of time on Twitter. I know Tumblr was the hot spot. There's something about it that I could never get into. I've never... But Twitter,
I was
girl,
a little bit into it. I was more into Pinterest. I was a Pinterest guy.
Twitter I was so into. I used to have so many emo friends on Twitter. And we would have group chats. I don't talk to any single one of them anymore.
I know. I had some people like that too.
I love it.
There's this one I do think about though. Because, like, me and him, we have some...
There's
we have both
one
some,
I think about too.
We both had, like, the same, like, dark thoughts. And then I remember at one point, we would go through times where, like, we wouldn't text each other because, like, things were rough. So, like, he would have his times where he wouldn't text me, then I would have my times where I wouldn't text him. But, like, eventually we would text each other after, like, a week or two. Like, it usually didn't surpass that long. Remember at one point, like, it had been months. And I'm not gonna lie, I kind of forgot about him. And I was like, I haven't heard from him in months. Like, it wasn't, like, a week or two.
Did you text him?
I did, because it was on Kick. Did you ever use Kick? That's where I had some of them. And I remember he never replied. And I remember being like, hey, like, how are you? Like, you haven't texted. And I did it, like, a few times. Like, 2-3 times. Answered. And he never did. I think about him. I still remember a few stuff. Like, I don't remember his name. But
himself?
I remember...
I'm sorry.
That's what I think about.
I'm sorry.
I think about... I just mean him. He had, like, seemed like dark thoughts. And, like, I think about that.
Well, Maria doesn't remember your name, but...
I remember... remember, you live in Texas. So the only thing is, I feel like his name is either Austin or he's lived in Austin, Texas.
Well, what if your name is Austin who lives in Texas, or if you live in Austin, Texas, and you say
you want to know some crazy shit? I've thought of this too. I wouldn't even like recognize him if I saw him, because I never saw his face. Bitch, we were. I told you, I hated myself.
Did he ever see yours?
No, because I hated myself, and he. I told you, we were similar in ways. Like we both hated each other so much. We hated taking pictures of each other. We wouldn't even see each other. I remember one time we almost accidentally saw each other, but we both freaked out because he had called me.
Oh, and you said...
No, we both fucking hid. We were like, sorry. Literally, man. Like, I have that core memory. Where we're like, sorry. Like, I just hear him, sorry.
I had one of my friends like that, too.
Yes.
I think
so it's like, if I were to see him down the street, I wouldn't even know his name.
If I were to see that man walking down the street, I wouldn't know who he is. I don't apologize.
I remember...
I'm so sorry to that man.
He liked wearing boxes over his head. He was sending me pictures like that.
What the fuck?
Yeah, like he'd wear a box and then he'd send me a picture of him like that sometimes.
Never showing his face though?
No, never showing face. His
face.
But yeah.
Anyway, is there anything else you'd like to add to this episode?
Oh, actually, I would, especially because now it's towards the ending.
Okay.
Was it just a face? Was it? Now that we're here to the end, was it just a face?
Well, okay, let's think about it. I'm still really, really, really. I'm not as chronically online as I was because, bitch, it was bad. Like,
yeah.
I get home from school and I'm on my fucking laptop. I'm writing Wattpad. I'm writing fanfiction. I'm writing fanfictions. Mm-hmm. I'm writing fanfictions. I am talking to people I don't even fucking know.
That was my thing. I love talking to people I didn't know.
I was chronically on Omegle a lot on the emo section or the gay section.
No, I know what you mean.
That one I would do a lot.
Did you ever have this? What I'm called? I'm pretty sure it's called You Now.
Mm-hmm.
I loved that one. God, I loved being on that one.
Me and Anna still stream on it sometimes. Yeah. Just because we find it funny.
No, yeah, yeah.
But
I was gonna say.
I would say no. I would say no.
I still have that emo in me. Because, like, I mean, I don't feel like this is emo, but, like, I feel like. I would say it's all, like, an alternative, like, style, kind of. I feel like sometimes I do like to do that.
And I do dress like this every day.
I don't.
I do. Just like this every day.
You know, you're right.
I go to work like this.
You do.
How do I wear my hat?
Oh, your hat, yeah. You use the one shot.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, I'm like,
bitch.
I'm sure you don't get the size.
I was a fucking idiot, and I didn't take my hoodie off before I did my hair. And, bitch, when I went like this, it hurt so fucking bad. And so, bitch, the second we're done making TikToks, I'm like, I gotta shower. I gotta get this makeup off. Anyways, are you ready to end the episode?
I am.
I hope that you guys really enjoyed our... Hold on,
yeah, we had so much fun.
Hope you guys really enjoyed our, episode this week. We're gonna have a funny little, quirky little tea question. Where can everyone find us?
I just want to carry you. I'm sorry. I just, like, manhandled him a lot. I'm sorry, don't leave. Well, if you really want to find us, we're on all streaming platforms as the Chatterbox Crew. If you want to... Well, no, yeah. And if you want to find us on Instagram or TikTok, it's the Chatterbox Crew, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. And then, if you want to find me, it's xo.xomaria with two A's at the end on Instagram and whatsup_maria on TikTok. And Daniel, where can they find you?
And if you want to find me and see more of this glamorous mug and hair, you can find me on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter at http_nxthxn. I'm trying to get into Twitter again.
Yeah?
I've been really trying to get into Twitter again because I think it's fun and I think it's funny to tweet things.
Tweet.
It's like a little personal diary sometimes. Tweet. But we're going to go ahead and end this episode right here. Be careful doing that. That's when he hit me. When I hugged him like that, that's when he swapped my head like that. Yeah, great.
Kind of want to be smacked.
So, shut the fuck up. Smack me. So we're going to go ahead and end the episode. I'm Nathaniel.
And I'm Maria.
We hope that you guys...
Wait.
Oh, and this is Mini Maria.
Bye,
goodbye. Guys. I hope that y'all enjoyed the episode. Ah!